With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has rushed through final passage of a bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown. President Biden has now signed it into law. Political observer Ben Domenech says this week's battle over the continuing resolution measure may be a sign of things to come on Capitol Hill during a second Trump presidency.
And now we're about to see what things really look like when Trump comes back and how different things are going to be now that he understands the process and has a different relationship with Capitol Hill than he did when Paul Ryan was in charge the first time around.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden says and has proposed a new legislation he says might stave off the threat of a government shutdown every time Congress is up against a new budget deadline.
I put in a bill last year when we were talking about this stuff that if there's a government shutdown, the only entity, and I mean the only entity that does not get paid is Congress, and we don't get back pay.
Representative Van Orden was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, global security leaders are warning nuclear threats are growing as weapons spending has surged to $91.4 billion last year.
Private bunker sales are on the rise globally, from small metal boxes to crawl inside of to extravagant underground mansions. Critics warn these bunkers create a false perception that a nuclear war is survivable. They argue that people planning to live through an atomic blast aren't focusing on the real and current dangers posed by nuclear threats and the critical need to stop the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The flu season is underway. The CDC has released its latest flu monitoring data and noted sharp increases in several measures. They say that more than 60 people in 8 states have been infected with bird flu, with mostly mild illnesses. This is SRN News. Diversity is backfiring on liberals in public schools. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Democrats want more people of different cultural backgrounds in this country, which is why they favor wide-open immigration policies. But what they are discovering is that many of these people are conservative and highly religious and do not embrace liberal policies, especially in the public schools. In several blue states, immigrant groups are protesting against the LGBT agenda in their children's classrooms, joining evangelicals and other Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel is closing its embassy in Ireland over the latter country's support for the Palestinians. The decision to close the embassy comes in response to what Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar describes as Ireland's extreme and Israel policies. Earlier this year, Israel recalled its ambassador to Dublin after Ireland announced, along with Norway, Spain, and Slovenia, that it would recognize a Palestinian state. This is SRN News. The Federal Trade Commission will soon require hotels, vacation rental platforms, and live event promotions to discuss any fees up front when they list prices.
The FTC said consumers often see advertised prices for hotel rooms, short-term rentals, and tickets to sporting events and concerts, only to be surprised later by so-called junk fees, including resort fees, cleaning fees, processing fees, and other extra charges. The new rule requires businesses to clearly disclose the true cost, including all mandatory fees, when they display any pricing for lodging or events. The rule goes into effect in 120 days. John Scott reporting.
AAA predicting that more than 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home between now and New Year's Day. The two weekends on either side of Christmas are tempting a lot of people to head out earlier. Airlines expecting to have their busiest days coming up as well. More news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.